Well, again, happy Father's Day to all the dads. Like most of us fathers, if you look back and when you first became a father, if you were anything like me, I had to learn how to be a father. I had no clue how to be a father. But did you ever stop to think that our Heavenly Father always was a father? I mean, he had no beginning and had no end. He was together with his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. There was no beginning. He was always a father. Pretty amazing thought, I think. And when I was thinking about what to speak on today, I had to share a little something with you that happened at camp. Let me go back about 20 years ago when Shelley and Angie and Kevin were leading the youth group here, and Michael was about 15, I think. And we took a bus from the church all the way out to Kansas City. And to pass the time, somebody came up with the idea about, you know, whoever's sitting next to you, share with them your favorite portion of scripture, and maybe they'll share with you, and just start to have conversation. And it was just kind of a thing that just happened. And I thought, well, one of my favorite portions of scripture is the son who left his home. And the reason I thought of it, again, was because at camp, you know, we all had lunch together one of the days, and the kids had just had their class, and so we were sitting with my son, Michael, and Kaylin, and MJ, Michael Jr., and Jace, and I asked him, said, well, what did you study today? What was your class about? And he goes, it was a story about a boy who ran away from home. And it went something like this. I said, so he ran away from home. I said, why did he want to leave his home? Because he wanted to be with his friends. Oh. And then what happened? Well, he ran out of money. And then what happened? Then his friends left him. I said, were they really his friends? No. They just liked him because he had money. He's 5 years old. I said, so then what happened? He says, well, he had to sleep and eat with the pigs. Oh, that's terrible. I said, was he happy? No, he was sad. So then what did he do? He decided he wanted to go home. I said, oh, did he go home? Yeah, he went back home. I said, MJ, was his father angry with him? No, he was happy. Did his father punish him for running away from home? No. He gave him a big kiss. I said, well, what else did he give him? And he thought a little while, and he goes, he gave him a brand new pair of shoes. I said, what else did he give him? I don't remember. I said, did he give him a ring? Yeah, he gave him a ring. I said, well, what else did he give him? He gave him a coat. Oh, so he must have been cold, and he didn't have shoes, and he was hungry. But his father wasn't mad at him. He was happy. Then what happened? MJ says, they had a big party. That young man had truly hit bottom. I was reading a comment about this portion of scripture in Luke 15, and the commentator wrote, according to the law of Moses, pigs were unclean animals. This meant that they could not be used for food or even sacrifices. Jews were forbidden to touch or even be around pigs. So for a Jew to stoop so low to feed pigs was great humiliation. And for this young man to eat food the pigs had touched was to be degraded beyond belief. That young man had hit bottom before, he says, he turned to himself, to who he really was. Now, I'm thankful that we don't need to hit bottom. We don't. And I thought about what the shoes meant. I thought in Paul's epistles about the shoes of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ and his grace. I thought of the robe. You know, in Jewish culture, families had robes, you know, and they were the same. You could tell if somebody was of a certain family by the robe they wore, because they wore the same robe. That was his identity, his family. And the ring that he received, you know, a lot of times men would have rings and they'd have maybe even through the other centuries, they'd have like a coat of arms or something that would signify, it's a signet ring, would tell them who they were. So when that father gave his son a ring, it meant a couple of different things. You are my son. You have all the authority that I have, and people will know who you are. They'll know you're my son when they see that ring. But it also means promise. I told MJ, you see that ring that your mommy and daddy wear? Yeah. That's their promise to each other. The father gave his son a ring of promise. And he gave him a coat. And he gave him a ring. And they feasted on a fatted calf. You see, that calf had been prepared. Maybe the father didn't know why, but it was ready. The fatted calf was ready. And what a better way to have a feast than to have a son return home. That song today, Great is Thy Faithfulness, speaks of the Heavenly Father that we all share. A father's greatest joy, and I can tell you this, I think all you dads know this, is to see his children grow and mature and develop, especially in the things of the Lord. His joy is to watch his children grow up and fulfill the vision that the father and the mother have for those children. A good father wants only the best for his children. My mother's father worked the coal mines in western Colorado. He was an Italian immigrant. And my mother has told me more than once, they had 7 children, 4 boys, 3 girls. My grandfather told his sons, my uncles, boys, I don't care what you do in your life, just make sure you do it above ground. Because he didn't want them to work in a coal mine. I can remember my grandmother telling me that they were so poor they didn't have anything to eat. She would walk the canals in Palisade. And she would pull dandelion leaves just so they could make a salad for dinner. It's pretty poor. I want to read to you that poem that Brother Hill used to read on Father's Day. It's called The Bridge Builder. And all you dads and all you future dads, you can be a bridge builder, and maybe you are a bridge builder. But it goes like this, and you probably know it by heart by now. I'll try and get through it without crying, as I'm prone to do. An old man going a lone highway came at even, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. That sullen stream had no fears for him. But he turned when he reached the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength in building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again must pass this way. You have crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you the bridge at eventide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building the bridge for him. All the bridges that have been built for us the chasms that we don't have to endure. The fear, the pitfalls, we don't have to do it. All we have to do is walk across the bridge. I wish you the very best Father's Day ever. And I look forward to the day when I'll be face to face. Face to face with my Heavenly Father. And not just as a son, but as the bride for his son. That's going to be the best Father's Day ever. Well, God bless you this morning. Again, dads, have a wonderful day with your families. You are very important to this meeting. You're very important to everybody you come around because they see the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ in you. You're respected. You're loved. Don't feel you're not. God bless you this morning.